Last year, the Forest Service proposed a dock as a necessary development to improve safety and access for visitors to the Annan Wildlife Observatory, but local tour operators opposed the dock as a waste of money and as a potential cause of safety problems. Outdoor recreation planner Dee Galla says the Wrangell Ranger District went forward with an environmental assessment and design for the dock.
The design that it would take to make a dock functional the way we wanted it to function at Annan, the site conditions, the cost of materials, it was too expensive to build it there. And we just did not have the budget to go into the design and construction it would take to provide a dock at that location.
The dock was supposed to cost between $250,000 and $500,000, but construction bids came in over that price. Galla says in lieu of that, the Forest Service is proposing a mooring float, which would be anchored in Annan Bay close to the staff float house. She says people will probably continue to access Annan as they always have by disembarking on the beach and walking up to the trailhead, but this would provide a new option for mooring boats and planes.
That's the purpose, is to provide an optional moorage for people that want to leave their vessels and not have to deal with the risky anchorage conditions that can happen out there.
Pilots and boat operators would need to find their own way of getting between the float and the beach. The float design isn't complete, but it would be about 90 by 20 feet and accommodate two planes, two large boats, and two smaller boats. And the float would be open to the public. Galla says the district is looking for specialized advice on the mooring float design before moving on to contracting.
A lesson learned, I guess, from the dock project would be that we kind of got over ahead of ourselves thinking, you know, that we would be able to come up with a feasible design that was within the cost that we had, and we didn't. So with this, you know, we've taken this conceptual plan to a consulting engineering firm that specializes in marine facilities, and we're asking them to come back to us with any alterations they'd make to the design of the float itself.
Project team leader Eric Oderkirk says they don't have a cost estimate yet for the mooring float. The float is one of several projects included in the new master plan for Annan, which is meant to guide the site's development over the next 10 years. It sets out priorities for construction projects at Annan while taking into account wildlife, habitat, and cultural resources. Galla says unloading tourists on the rocky beach can be difficult in certain conditions, and that issue is addressed in the master plan.
By moving some rocks around and making it so a boat or a plane can get into a smooth beach area, and then from that we would provide a pathway of walking so people don't have to go up, you know, over rocky boulders. There'll be a hopefully very, you know, visually in an unobtrusive path that people can follow to get them up just that steep slope to the trailhead.
The plan includes putting a new two-seat outhouse at the trailhead, replacing an old trail bridge, moving the outhouse at the observatory, and changing the site's human waste management system. It also proposes a bear habitat use survey and a cultural resources survey. These are just some of the projects slated for construction in 2016 and 2017, but it's unclear how the Forest Service will pay for the improvements described in the master plan. Randy Griffith says his recreation budget for the Wrangell District is so small this year that he's pulling funding from multiple facilities and programs to hire the staff needed to run Annan in the summer, and he's unable to hire a new Annan manager. He's not hiring any other seasonal crew members, so he's hoping to also use the Annan staff for other projects. Griffith says the funding shortage will significantly affect the maintenance of cabins and other recreation sites on the district. The Forest Service budgeted at least $110,000 for landscape architects to design the new master plan. More details about these projects will become available this spring. The Wrangell District is asking the public to submit comments by the end of February to help with finalizing the mooring float design and master plan. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katerina Sestarek.